this dhikr during tonight, it is not a normal dhikr, gathering of dhikr. Rather, this is special, unique dhikr. It is connected to this month because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, these are special selected and blessed days. This is a blessed month. This is a sacred month, honorable month. You know, in other words, highly respected in Allah's eyes. It's a respected month of Muharram. So in these days, in this month, in these days, our amal, our deeds, they are totally, alhamdulillah, on a different level and stage. And we are, remember this point, that we are very fortunate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to recite and remember His name. And if we do an additional action in these nights, these special select nights, then remember this, that this is a very great reward of Allah Ta'ala's, a great reward, that one action if we do further, and then it will be an excellent result, it will be an excellent action, and that is to perform true honest tawbah, repentance, honest repentance, ati'ullah wa ati'ur rasul, that Allah's orders we will accept, and we will follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the complete deen from alif lam mim until nas in the Quran. There's just this one message, and this one message, shaitan and nafs, they have taken it away from us, and we will not get Allah on His own, and we cannot get Rasulullah on His own until you don't combine both. Until that time, you attain nothing at all. So come out of this deception, bring it out of your heart, and if Allah gives you the ability, the tawfiq, that Allah's orders, instructions, according to the sunnah of the Prophet, if you implement them, in other words, all of Allah's ahkams, His orders, His instructions, how do you implement them practically? That the Holy Prophet, how did he explain to practically implement this order of Allah? Allah's order has arrived, but how do we physically implement that? How do we practically implement that? In everything, our measurement gauge, our guidance should be this, that Allah has given us the order, He's given us the instruction, and how did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam implement that order? Whether, end of story, or it's a marriage or partnership, there's divorce or friendship, enmity, relationships, business, all mu'amalat, circumstances of life, you look at Allah's order, what's the guidance here, and how did the practically the Prophet give us the methodology to practice that order? That's it, end of story, all solutions attained. You have to go somewhere, you're invited to go to a function, look towards Allah's order, and then look at the lifestyle of the Prophet, that with these conditions, should I go or not? Oh no, people will be upset in the world. Say that even if more than this, everyone in the world is upset, I don't care, because I have to please Allah. Yes, to please Allah. We haven't come to this world to please the people of the dunya. We have come to this world to please Allah. That's why we've come. This is called the definition of ati'ur rasul. If somebody repents on this basis in these days, alhamdulillah, then Allah Ta'ala will give him success. Never think that from this stop, without this, that without Allah's order and with the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, that you'll get lost. Never consider this. To even think that you'll get lost, this is kufr, disbelief. That if you think that, oh, by following the Prophet ﷺ, you'll experience loss, this is extreme kufr. You are without faith. Oh, if I practice this according to the sunnah, the Prophet ﷺ sunnah, I'll get a loss in the world. I'll go into deficiency. This is worse sin than shirk. Worse than shirk. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, tariqah, sunnah, and you'll get loss in your life, in the dunya, and a loss in your living. No way at all. Doesn't matter what happens after you follow the sunnah. It is extreme benefit upon benefit. Don't worry about people. Loss. Look at towards the heavenly people, that Allah Ta'ala will elevate you to the heights. Have courage, determination, brothers. I will also pull myself together a few days of our life. Let's live our life according to the ittiba'i sunnah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So these few days, don't waste them. Do true honest tawbah, repentance in the presence of Allah. And alhamdulillah, you will attain success. So let's recite the kalimat of tawbah, repentance. Those who make the niyyah, the sisters and brothers who want to join to this silsila, to this order, then inshallah, through this, you will join to this order, connect to this order. So recite the kalimat with me, start with Durood Sharif.